is going to come from 1 Samuel chapter 3. At this time, God was speaking to his people through prophets. Now, it's sometimes difficult to discern when God is talking to you. This passage tells us, we could call it the origin story of the greatest prophet that ever lived. Listen for God's word for you today.
Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not gone out yet, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said,
"Here I am, here I am. You called for me."
"I did not call. Go back to sleep."
So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Again, Samuel got up and went to Eli.
"Here I am. You called for me."
"I did not call, my son. Go back to sleep."
Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and he got up and went to Eli.
"Here I am, here I am, you called for me."
"Go and lie down, and if he calls you, you should say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'"
So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said,
"Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening."
As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him, and everything Samuel said proved reliable. And all Israel, from Dan in the north to Beersheba in the south, knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So the boy Samuel had help from his mentor, Eli the priest. In order to understand how to listen to God and how to hear from him and how to communicate with his people, we can see from our scripture reading that this kind of ministry has been happening for generations. This morning, we want to share an example of how Crossroads experiences mentoring relationships. So we welcome Drew Globke and Will Condon and Eric Rod.
Good morning. My name is Drew. Good morning. Thank you for responding. My name is Drew Globke, and I am here with Will Condon and Eric Rod. And for the last 4 years, Jeremy Mills and I have been D group leaders for 8 high school boys, including Will and Eric. D group is really a discipleship group, and it's just a fancy name for a small group. We have met 2 to 3 times per month over the last 4 years, and we've met either at somebody's home or here at Crossroads. The picture on the screen is the very first time that we met as a D group, and this next picture is a more recent picture that we took, and as I'm sure you'll agree, the physical changes are quite striking, as well as the boys seem just a lot more comfortable. More importantly, Jeremy and I can attest to the fact that the spiritual growth that has happened over the last 4 years has been spectacular. When we first started meeting as a D group, the kids really had a difficult time speaking about matters of faith. They had a tough time focusing for 60 minutes on one another and on the topic at hand. And there was no way that they were going to pray out loud. Just no way. Fast forward 4 years, and the transformation has really been incredible to watch. These young men now take turns leading our D group and selecting biblical topics that we're going to speak about. They're transparent with one another about their hopes, their dreams, their struggles, and their fears. And yes, they do now pray out loud and pray out loud for one another. Rather than hear from Jeremy or from me just about D group, I thought the congregation could really benefit from hearing from Will and Eric. So guys, I really appreciate you volunteering to do this. Will, let me start with you. What was your decision to join D group your freshman year?
I decided to join D Group initially because of my brother's involvement in the past. He spoke very highly of the relationships he built with one another. The main reason I joined this great group of guys was to further my study of religion in the everyday world among people I have formed strong bonds with. I knew every member before D Group started, some very well and others not so much, so I thought it would be a good way to continue my involvement with Christianity.
So really a great encouragement with your brother, which is a good lesson for all of us. So what kept you coming back each week?
I kept on returning because the people that were in my group were people I could trust. We all smiled, laughed, and formed great relationships over the years, so to not return would be unequivocally detrimental to my life. D Group became as routine to church, throwing me off balance if I didn't get to make points with everyone. The radiating positivity of the group made me look forward to each Sunday night, becoming the foundation for a strong support group through the stresses of high school. I could feel, and still do, that like I could talk about any problem with each member of the group.
So those friendships that we form in small groups are really powerful. Eric, your story is fascinating to me. You're not a member of this church. You don't attend. One day, you just showed up at D Group. Jeremy and I had no idea who you were, and then we couldn't get rid of you. So tell us how that happened.
So I was baptized, confirmed, and had spent my entire life going to Ozaki Congregational Church, which is just down the road. And I had never really sought out anything like a Bible study separate from my own church's opportunities. When I was almost 16 years old, my father died very unexpectedly of a drug overdose and a subsequent heart attack. So to be completely transparent with everyone here, I can recall being really angry with God for the first time in my life. I just couldn't understand why he took my father from me. And I took a drive that day to explain these frustrations with my best friend, George Lampin, who's over there. So George instantly saw how badly I was hurting at that time in my life. And God called upon George to bring me to his next D group. This group of guys instantly made me feel like a family. And these consistent reminders of God's glory could not have come at a better time in my life. So I remember my first introduction I thank God every day for blessing me with this group of men, and I no longer look at my dad's death with frustration or anger. I see it as an important piece of God's big plan to introduce me to great father figures like Drew and Jeremy and guys who I can truly call my brothers for the rest of my life.
So really appreciate you sharing that story. And George always brought a ton of sense of humor to our group, but we really appreciate the fact that he invited you and that you hung with us. And you've really been a great blessing to our group. So what kept you, Eric, coming back each week?
The snacks. Drew introduced me to malt cups and my life was forever changed. I really enjoyed being able to center myself for each coming week and never had such an applicable experience with the Bible before. Once again, although it's great to hear scripture during Sunday morning sermons, being able to apply the Bible to current situations with other high schoolers who go through the same things as you is really an amazing experience. It always seemed like we all ended up laughing together the most, but I thank Jeremy and Drew for their ability to always create meaningful discussions with the D group.
So, Will, we talked about a lot of different things over the last 4 years, lots of different topics. What's one of those that was the most meaningful topic to you over the years?
Is this one working? Oh, yeah. The most impactful lesson that we studied was a lesson revolving around the concept of idolatry. It brought to light how easy the course of life can interfere with the true ideas of Christianity. An idol does not have to be a person, but it can be an object or a concept. This shifted my perspective of how important Christianity should be in my life, placing it above the facades of life that can act to deter me from fulfilling the true definition of being Christian.
I'm really glad you highlighted that particular topic, because there were so many threads that came out of that in terms of idolatry. We talked about social media, we talked about the sports culture and entertainment figures and politicians and how that can really distract us from a relationship with Jesus Christ. That was a really nice series that we did. Eric, how about you? What topic resonated with you?
Yeah, so I would say fear and anxiety, as well as anything that doesn't get brought up a lot in conversation. I felt like our D group did a really good job directing our discussions towards topics that some people would call hard to talk about. The reason anxiety and fear were such important topics to me because they are very prevalent emotions in any high school experience. And fear seems to come at unexpected times during your teenage years and can seriously do some damage. So a memorable lesson that Drew taught us is that fear is a liar and that God wants us to laugh in the face of fear and be excited for the great future he has in store for us.
So I think it's a really good example of a topic that we wouldn't necessarily have talked about our freshman year, but as we started to trust each other, get to know each other, we could speak more freely about those particular topics. Will, this is a broad question, but how have you changed since you started participating in D Group over the last 4 years?
I have been heavily influenced through D Group throughout the years. Observing my peers grow in their mindsets relating to their own spiritual journeys has prompted me to evolve in my thoughts. The connection I have with God cannot be defined as it is growing every day. D Group taught me that even though things in life may not go the way I want them to, God will be there to guide me through any adversity. This goes in tandem with the effect of D Group on my everyday life, since I know I have a great group of friends and mentors that I can have faith in, rely on, and look for guidance when in trouble.
And Eric, last question for you. What is your encouragement to the congregation as it relates to small groups?
So if anybody already belongs to a small group, I urge you to ask someone new to join it. You never know the difference it could make in someone's life, and I know firsthand that your best friends could be waiting right around the corner. Small groups allow honest and authentic conversation to take place, and in my opinion, they make it super easy for everyone's thoughts to be presented, considered, and discussed. In today's fast-paced world, many of us forget to take time out of our busy lives to consider what is important, discuss it with others, and find peace through scripture and prayer.
I want to thank you both very much for sharing your testimonies. It's really terrific. Jeremy and I are so proud of the two of you, as we are of George and Josh and Patrick and Nick and John and Jervon, of the growth that you guys have displayed. It's just really, really impressive, and your commitment that you made to the group was so meaningful. Four of the seven of these young men are going to the University of Wisconsin-Madison as a Marquette graduate. That really pains me. However, the good news is that those four guys have talked about starting their own small group together on campus in the fall, which is just really means so much. So we're just really grateful that the seeds of faith that have been planted in these young men are forming a firm foundation. So praise God. Amen.